Good morning. Welcome to Back to the Book broadcast. Evangelist Gene Voss with you this morning, bringing to you the Word of God, trusting you're having a good day in the Lord today that are saved. And of course, if you're not a Christian, be a good day to turn your heart and your thoughts to the Lord, listen to the Word of God, and be saved before it's too late. We're living, of course, in the last part of the last days, I believe, with all of my heart. And I know a lot of folks have said that down through the years, but I'm telling you, we're seeing things today that we are reading about in the Word of God that is picturing the last days, that when the Lord's going to come back and get those that belong to Him. There's coming a day when the Lord shall come. It may be today. Better be ready to meet Him when He comes. Amen. So it's a joy to be with you this morning. We're still not having services at the church on this Sunday. Probably another week, but be live streaming from the church at 11 o'clock on Sunday morning, 5 o'clock on Sunday evening. And so if you can tune us in that way, you do that. And I believe it'd be a blessing to you if you could. Pray for those that are sick. We're getting to the point where most of us knows someone that's had the sickness that's going around. And we need to pray one for another in these days that God would just help those. And, of course, some has mild, some has it harder. And only God knows the difference there, and He's able to help those that stands in need of help. And, of course, if anybody's got it, it's always a major thing. But still, God's able to help us through these things that we face in these last days. We're living in a good day. Amen. A good day. You say, preacher, wait a minute. The sin's abounding. Everything's in a mess. Our nation is in a crisis. We're living. It's a good day because the Lord may come any moment. This is only the days that God prophesied that would come, and it's here. We're seeing it. We're living in it today. We're not just looking to that. We're living in it. Now today, the last days, the Lord said it would be the time when He'd send His Son to get those that belongs to Him, looking for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing, the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ. He's coming. He's coming. You better be ready when He comes. Pray for these now that needs prayer this morning. It's our duty to pray one for another. Fathers, we bow in Your presence this morning. Thank You for this day. Lord, for the privilege to come before the microphone this morning and to bring to you, to these folks, the Word of God. And Lord, depend so much upon Your power and Your Spirit today to deliver the message that You have placed upon our heart for the service today. And I pray, God, You'd bless every need. And Radio Land this morning, touch those that are sick and suffering. Be real to them. Put Your protection around those, Lord, that are not. I pray that You just continue to touch the churches, Lord. Encourage each believer. Help us not become satisfied nor complacent with not meeting in church on Sunday. My Lord, what an empty day it is when we can't go to church. What an empty day it is. Lord, I pray You'd hasten the day. Once again, we can meet together with God's people. Have You will and way, we'll thank You in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right, we're going to have some songs this morning. Hope it'll be a blessing to your heart today. Be an uplift to you so you listen as they sing this morning. Amen. Thank you. You're glad it's the blood, amen, the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. I'm glad it's by the blood this morning. I thank God for God's plan. He knew how to get rid of sin, and he did that through his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Paid the sin debt once and for all for those that would come unto him, amen. Good to be saved this morning. I tell you, in these last days when sin's abounding, I found out grace is much more abounding. God's grace is sufficient for every need that we have today. If you know him this morning, you know what I'm talking about. If you don't know him and the free pardon of sins, I tell you, you don't know what I'm talking about. You may be running scared this morning, but oh, thank God you can rest in the grace of an almighty God. Put your heart and trust in, and trust the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. I tell you, he'll save you just like that he said that he would in the precious word of God. Those that come unto me, I will in no wise cast them out. That's what Jesus said. Amen. So it works this morning. You can get saved and live for God the rest of your life. Amen. There's enough grace for that this morning. Hope you enjoyed that. Have another song now. And you listen as they sing.
There was a king of Judah, and his name was Hezekiah. He walked before the Lord in truth all the days of his life. Then God sent Isaiah with a message to give. Set thy house in order, thou shalt die and not live. Then Hezekiah turned his face and prayed unto the Lord. He reminded God of how he lived, that he had a perfect heart. As he laid there upon his bed, weeping very sore, God looked down and saw his grief for 15 years more.
Set your house in order, said the word of the Lord. Set your house in order, or else you're gonna fall down into the pits of hell. There you'll make your home. Set your house in order when you the Savior call.
This world where we are living, it grows darker every day. Sometimes times we get so weak and low, we almost lose our way. Then God sends us a warning like he did to Hezekiah. Set your house in order, your redemption draweth nigh.
Set your house in order, said the word of the Lord. Set your house in order, or else you're gonna fall. Down into the pits of hell, there you'll make your home. Set your house in order when you hear the Savior call. In order, said the word of the Lord. Set your house in order, or else you're gonna fall. Down into the pits of hell, there you'll make your home. Set your house in order when you hear the Savior call.
Well, that's good advice for anybody. Set your house in order. The Lord's coming. Amen. The book of Jude this morning, little book of Jude, right before Revelation. I want to continue some thoughts we've had for a few weeks here and from the Word of God, and look at what the Lord expects us to do in these last days that we're living in today. Don't give up. Don't give out. Don't give in. Amen. Stay with the Lord. Stay in church. Stay right with God. Stay on your book, in the book. Stay on your knees. And I tell you, you'll find a blessing there. But he's talking now in the book of Jude. He's reading, of course, here, telling them to face the last days that we're living in, that he was going to tell them what was taking place, what was going to take place. And I tell you, it's so real. You can read the book of Jude and put even this nation today and this world today right exactly where they were that he was talking about in the book of Jude. He talked about Sodom and Gomorrah and giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh. Have you ever seen so much animal worship and all of these religions that has taken place in the world today? Strange flesh and filthy dreamers, defiling the flesh, despising dominion, speaking evil of dignities and so forth. And of course, that's the day we're living in today. And the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, when the Sodomites are so open today, not ashamed of the sinful lifestyle that they're living. And I say that without apology this morning. And the transgender movement, the transsexuals and all bisexuals, all these things that are taking place in our land today. We're living in the days of sin. That's so prevalent today in this time. Somebody said, well, they're sick. Yeah, they're sin sick. That's exactly right. They're sin sick this morning, not fleshly sick, but sin sick. And with a reprobate mind, we're seeing, you wonder why sometimes folks don't understand what we're talking about, what we're trying to get over to them about the sinful nature of the flesh and things. And because they've got that reprobate mind, they're not going to hear, they're not going to listen. You just got to try to keep tail. And unless the Holy Ghost breaks in, they'll die and go to hell without Jesus. Amen. And so it takes prayer and it takes persistence to try to reach those for the Lord Jesus Christ. He didn't give up. And we're not to give up today. The gospel is still the answer. The death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ is the answer for the sin that's in the world today. We're trying to fix something with Band-Aids, but you got to get to the root of the problem. The root is the heart of man that's desperately wicked, and that heart has got to be opened by the Lord and reproved by God and receive the Lord Jesus as Savior and Lord, and that'll change the life and the lifestyle of those that's groping around in sin and darkness and perversion that's so much in our land today, the land of technology, where the sweeping covering of the whole world and the access to the cesspool of sin that's in the world today, it's out there. Amen. We're living in the days the Lord's coming. He's going to get sick of this one of these days. And when he does, it's going to be like the book of Genesis, the first time when the flood came, when he saw the wickedness of man was great on the earth and evil thoughts continuously. And it repented him that he made man, and he brought judgment upon the world. He's going to do the same thing in these days, only it's going to be fire. When the Lord shall turn this world over to the judgment of fire and brimstone that's going to come upon this place. Well, we're saved. We're not going to see that. We're not going to be in that. Not going to be involved in it. We're going to be gone. The rapture's going to take place before the wrath of God falls upon this old sinful world today. But in the book of Jude, verse 20, "But ye beloved, building up yourselves on the most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Of some have compassion, making a difference. Others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, having even the garments spotted by the flesh. Now to him that is able to keep you from falling and present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, to be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen." So here we find respond to the sin that's in the world today. Covered some of that last week in a different passage of Scripture, but I want you to notice what Jude is saying here as he wrote these words and telling us what we need to do when we're facing these things today. And it's real. We're not daydreaming this morning. We're not daydreaming. It's real. We're living in these days. I mean, it's happening all around us. We see it. We know all about it. We know folks that are involved in the last days, perversion and sin and all the things that's taken. We know these things. And so he's going to charge us. He's concerned about us, God's people, that we stay aloof from these things, not in a pharisaical sense of the word being better than someone else, but staying away from it and don't let it influence our lives, and do it in the love of Christ and praying for the sinners and praying for those that despitefully use us and those that hate the Lord Jesus Christ and hate God. I tell you, and hate the church. Pray for them and that God would break into that heart. You say, well, it too late for them. Well, I don't think so. Was it too late for Saul of Tarsus? And he was having folks jailed and killed and hating and spewing out hatred against the church of the living God. Yet on the road to Damascus, the Holy Ghost got a hold of him. The Lord Jesus Christ revealed himself unto him, and he fell on his face and got right with God, got saved by God's grace, and God used him for the glory of God. He was the chief of sinners by his own testimony. He knew who he was. He knew what he'd been doing. He knew the condition that his soul was in. And brother, his heart and life got turned around, and the gospel that he once persecuted, now he preaches, and he preached those things. So here we find that he's admonishing the people of God. I want you to notice, first of all, we find him in verses 20, we found the personal plea that is given out by Jude, the personal plea. "But ye beloved," he's talking to his people today. God's talking to his people. He's using this saint of God under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, brother, to turn his plea unto his people. "But ye beloved," that's what God thinks about you. If you're saved by God's grace, that's what he thinks about us that's been born again. Beloved, we're beloved of God. We belong to him. We're something to him. We're his child. We're heirs of God. We're joint heirs with Jesus. And listen, he loves us as much as he loves his own son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And he calls us beloved. Oh, from the lips of a Savior. That word, beloved, oh, that word from God's inspiration is the word, beloved. He's talking to you and to me that are saved by the grace of God. So there's a personal plea in the Scriptures here concerning what we ought to be doing in the days of the coming of the Lord Jesus, when apostasy is getting a grip upon the world and a nation and upon individuals, and all around us are friends, sometimes our families, and that is caught up in the grip of sin. Brother, what should we do? Well, receive the personal plea, but ye beloved. So that lets me know there's something worth listening to that he's fixing to tell us from the Word of God. He said, first of all, I want you to notice what we need to do is pursue the faith. Amen. Building up yourselves in the most holy faith. Pursue the faith. Building up ourselves. Amen. Nurturing our salvation. Growing in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord. Staying on our knees and staying in the Word of God. And brother, don't give up and give in, but stay with Him. So there's the pursuing the faith. We're to pursue the faith. Building up ourselves in the most holy faith. He called it a holy faith. It's because it comes from a holy God and is found in the Holy Scriptures and is inspired by the Holy Ghost. Amen. So our faith is holy. That God put inside of you when you got born again, brother, is holy. Amen. There's an inward man. There's the soul of man that can never sin again because we've been redeemed by the grace of an almighty God. Our soul has been saved. Oh, yeah, we're still living the body. That's another story within itself. And we're living in sinful flesh. We've got to keep it under subjection daily. And brother, and now keep our tongue, my friend, under control in these last days, and our flesh. But all, listen, we need to pursue the faith, the most holy faith, that God puts, He puts within every man a measure of faith that we can believe on Him, the Lord Jesus Christ. But when we get saved by God's grace, we live by faith. Amen. We worship by faith. Amen. We believe the Word of God by faith. And that simply, brother, we're to pursue the faith, building ourselves up, becoming stronger in the Lord, and build ourselves up in the most holy faith. And so there's the fact that God, in all of His grace and all of His glory, amen, God gives us the opportunity to pursue the faith. Amen. So not only that, but we're to pray in the Spirit. The second part of verse 20 said, not only but ye beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Brother, listen, praying in the Spirit, getting in touch with God, getting communion with another world. You may be driving down the road. You may be in your prayer closet somewhere. You may be out somewhere by yourself. But brother, when you pray and you pray in the Spirit, you feel the tug of God in your soul, the communion with a holy God, a holy Savior, and the Holy Ghost. Brother, there's nothing like that. He tells us to keep on praying in the Spirit. If we don't do that, we're going to fall and falter in our way and our journey to the glory world. We will not lose our salvation, but we can lose our joy. Amen. We can lose our determination in these last days, but we're to pray in the Spirit. That's what we can do. Number three, we're to protect our attitude. Amen. Verse 21 said, keep yourselves in the love of God. Keep yourselves in the love of God. Amen. Looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. We're to protect our attitude. Keep yourselves in the love of God. Don't get the wrong attitude. Don't get the wrong mindset. But keep yourselves in the love of God. Look at the world like God looks at the world. He didn't love sin, but He loved the sinner. And that's what we're to do, the same thing today. And brother, if we're going to reach this world for Jesus, we're going to have to love the sinner. We're going to have to tell them about the Lord Jesus. And brother, listen, we're to protect our attitude in these last last day. Don't get the wrong attitude about the sinner, how that lives around you or down the street or where you work. And brother, realize that's a soul, how that's going to hell. How that's a soul that needs a Savior, and pray for them and keep the right attitude toward them. Sure, they're not going to like what you do, where you go to church and all these things, but brother, keep the right attitude. Protect that attitude. Amen. Keep yourselves in the love of God. Amen. That don't mean we left, we're just being walked on, but it means we've got an humble spirit with a witness that's filled with the power of an almighty God. Not only that, not only pursuing the faith, praying in the Spirit, and protecting our attitude, but practice our godly compassion. And verse 22, the Bible said, and of some have compassion, of making a difference. Amen. Having compassion upon those. When you look at that old sinner and this dying without God, realize you could be in the same condition, and you used to be in the same condition that they're in today. But have compassion upon them, and realizing they're just as blind as we used to be, and they're just as blind as they can be to the gospel of Jesus Christ. It'll take the Holy Ghost of God to bring conviction upon that sinner's heart and to get them to Jesus Christ. Amen. And then not only that, pull them out of the fire. Amen. Pull them out of the fire. That's what he said there in that verse. In verse 23, another say with fear, pulling them out of the fire. Amen. Get them to God. Pray for them. Put forth an effort pulling them out of the fire. Amen. Pulling them, that means a physical effort. Taking time, my friend, to turn aside from what we're doing and pull them out of the fire. Make an effort to get them to the church house. Get them up on their knees and get them right with God. And so pull them out of the fire and then pursue His peace. Amen. In these last days, pursue the peace of God. Verse 24, now to Him that is able to keep you from falling. Amen. The peace of God that passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. And that'll keep us from falling. Amen. And present you faultless before the presence of His glory with exceeding joy. Praise God. There's coming a day we're going to get to see Him. And so pursue the peace of God, His peace that He gives us today. And so pursue that. He's going to present us faultless one of these days. We're not sinless today, but we can be faultless. Amen. We can be above reproach in this old sinful world and deal with our failures and our sins daily and wash our feet every day. Brother, get the contamination of the world off of our daily lives every day. And brother, cleanse them through the prayer and confession of sin and get everything right with God. Well, you see, our time's gone today. What can you do in these last days? Do what God said in these verses today. May God bless you on the next week is our prayer. Amen.